This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Good afternoon. The National Police and the Tax Authority have dismantled a criminal organisation that allegedly defrauded more than €12 million in fuel tax. The network, based in Malaga, would collaborate with a group of people, including financiers and frontmen. A total of 10 people in the provinces of Malaga, Almería, Córdoba, Vizcaya and Asturias have been arrested on suspicion of crimes against the tax authorities and membership of a criminal organisation. With an office in Malaga, the group defrauded large amounts of money by not paying the IVA on the wholesale marketing of diesel fuel. It did so by repeatedly taking advantage of certain regulation loopholes. In addition to the arrests, €193,200 in cash and a large amount of documentation was seized. The organisation is attributed with the ownership of numerous properties worth more than €10 million. One of 10 Americans released from Venezuela in a prisoner swap last week was convicted of killing three people here in Spain and was serving a 30-year sentence in a Venezuelan prison before his release. Daniel Ortiz, who was 54, was convicted of killing three people in a Madrid law office back in 2016. Spanish authorities said Ortiz stabbed to death two female employees and a client of the law firm. Venezuela's justice minister said U.S. officials were told about Ortiz's conviction, but they still wanted him released. As part of a previous prisoner swap, Ortiz was supposed to be sent back to Spain to be tried for the killings, but that never materialized. More than 258 kilograms of cocaine hydrochloride have been seized at a port in Peru. The drug, in 211 black-shaped packages, was packed in eight black canvas bags and found inside a container that came from Colombia. The final destination was the port of Valencia. And a young man was found attempting to cross from Morocco to Spain equipped with only a rubber ring and a pair of flippers. He was rescued off the coast of Malaga on Tuesday. The man was spotted around 20 kilometres south of Benalmádena by a family sailing towards the Balearic Islands. He was transferred to the Maritime Rescue Services, who brought him to safety in Malaga Port, where Red Cross personnel provided medical assistance. Officials have not released his identity, but confirmed he had launched from somewhere along the Moroccan coast. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.